wherever I go, people keeping in shape and getting toned. Forget fashion and Wall Street money, they're getting physically the new currency. Tidy pants, leather, new blue jeans, are looking good as part of the scene. Working out.
Sam.
Come on, I'll be.
Hello, and welcome to Dual Degree IO Hour. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And remember that you can call in at any time at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. This is Dual Degree Hour. Usually I have two other students with me, but today I am all alone. Emma is at the SMFA. She has a morning class today. And Annabelle is unfortunately home with a headache because she just got off a flight last night. So that's a little bit expected. So today I'll just kind of be, you know, doing some freeform chat, probably a lot of music because it's early in the morning and I'm not sure if I can talk. That was just, of course, Come on Eileen by Dexys at Midnight Runners. Pretty recognizable, so I hope everybody got that. Next up, I'm going to be playing Twist and Shout by the Beatles. So, enjoy.
You look so good.
I've got a record player that was made in 2014. Dyed my hair blue, it came out a C6 sort of green. I like vintage dresses when they fall just below my knees. I pretend I scraped them climbing in the trees.
Sometimes I think all I'm ever doing is trying to convince myself I'm alive. Sometimes I think all I'm ever doing is trying to convince.
Dyed my hair blue, it came out a C6 sort of green. I like vintage dresses when they fall just below my knees. I pretend I scraped them climbing in the trees.
Sometimes I think all I'm ever doing is trying to convince myself I'm alive. Sometimes I think all I'm ever doing is trying to convince myself I'm alive.
I need a dictionary.
Sort of green. I like vintage dresses when they fall just below my knees. I pretend I scraped them climbing in the trees.
Sometimes I think all I'm ever doing is trying to convince myself I'm alive.
Sometimes I think all I'm ever doing is trying to convince myself I'm alive.
I've got a record player that was made in 2014. Dyed my hair blue, it came out of C6 sort of green. I like vintage dresses when
welcome back to Dual Degree Hour. That was Twist and Shout by the Beatles, and then the record player song by Daisy the Great. I'm just gonna continue playing music for the next couple of minutes while I settle in and figure out kind of what's going on. I might try and attempt a few of the segments that we normally do on Dual Degree Hour. I don't know how well they will work with just me, so that will be an experiment. Anyway, not sure what we have up next, but I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Thank you.
Peach Pit by Peach Pit. And before that, I was playing She Came In Through the Bathroom Window by the Beatles, a classic. Up next, I'm going to be reading a quick PSA. I selected it because it seems particularly pertinent at the moment, considering everything that's going on. So I hope you enjoy. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that you could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flus. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, but also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message was brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Awesome. Okay, so I hope that was particularly relevant to people right now, considering that's everything that's happening worldwide health-wise with the current virus that's going around. Yeah, I figure that it would be a good idea for me to possibly do my slaps and flaps of the week for those of you who might just be tuning in. Essentially every week, me and the two other lovely ladies that are on air with me will do our slaps and flaps from, you know, food that we've eaten throughout the week, usually from Tufts dining facilities, but sometimes we branch out into the surrounding Medford area just to kind of talk about food. It's something that you kind of need to eat to survive. Okay, so thinking about slaps for this week, which is, you know, pretty great, I'm probably gonna have to go with guacamole, which was in the Dewick McPhee dining hall last night, which is shocking. It rarely is, but what it is, it completely elevates anything that you put on it, because it is one of like the few forms of seasoning or quote unquote like sauce that you can get from the dining hall. Usually I just kind of douse everything in lemon pepper in an attempt to unify flavor, but this time I was able to douse everything in guacamole, which is great. So I was able to construct a little guacamole salad. For flaps, this is not a personal flap, but this is a flap that I know my good friend Emma Manzik would give if she were here right now. And it is the salmon pasta that we also had to do at McPhee. I went to dinner with her a few days ago. We were chilling. I don't know what I ate. Doesn't matter for the context of the story. But Emma saw this lovely salmon pasta that was at the noodlery station. And something in her was like, you know what? I need salmon right now. What I need right now is to eat dining hall fish. The same thing that I have ridiculed you, Maggie, for multiple times. But I, of course, didn't say anything because I was like, you know what? Go ahead, eat dining hall fish. I've done it. It's something that you have to do. So she grabbed a heaping serving of the salmon pasta. She finished that entire serving and then went back with like soup or cereal bowl, like a salad bowl, and filled it with the salmon pasta in an attempt to, you know, get a second round in, I would say, of the salmon pasta. And unfortunately, it was not an agreeable pasta, considering that it was dining hall fish, and she felt rather sick just a few moments later. Yeah, riveting story. I'd probably give that for Emma about -10 flaps, because not a good experience. I saw her go through it. Not great. That sort of naivety with which you enter the dining hall thinking that you can consume dining hall fish. Anyway, I'm going to continue playing some music because I'm bad at talking to myself. So we'll see what's up next.
I was in like third grade. this chick I had a crush on. And we were walking back there, and then I held her hand, and then she kept holding my hand. And then we walked to right before you walk out the alley, and she turned and gave me a kiss on my lips, and let go of my hand and ran into like fucking recess. And I was like, yo.
That was, first of all, Grape Soda by Rookie and The Moon by I Am Alex. Both of those are sort of lo-fi songs, so by smaller mixing artists. Anybody who knows me knows that I have a passion for lo-fi. It's just sort of something that I listen to all the time because it relaxes me. And those are two of my favorite lo-fi songs, just because I think that they have really great, like, vocal qualities to them, pretty good backing tracks, and the, you know, clips of audio that they use, I think, are really interesting. And I enjoy listening to them. Up next, I will be playing If Blue Could Be Happiness by Florist, which is another kind of favorite song of mine. But before I go into that, I'd like to talk about this week in my dual degree life. So currently I'm taking two classes at the SMFA. One is Intro to Digital Photography, and the other one is called Oral and Visual Storytelling, and it's essentially an extended project course. So we spend the entire course working on one project, sort of in critique with each other, being monitored by our instructor. And essentially I have my midterm for oral and visual studies coming up, and I'm putting together an adapted poetry anthology, and I have to come in with the first of three poetry anthology books that I am planning on completing by the end of the semester. So pretty much this week, in addition to, you know, like the three papers that I have for midterms, I will also be teaching myself how to bind and sew together a book. So wish me luck. That's an adventure. And on the other hand, in Intro to Digital Photography, we are currently doing, you know, cultivation of scenic design. So essentially putting together and staging photographs within a scene. So I've kind of been working on these individualistic kind of fruit and color focused scenes. I've already completed my green apple scene, and up next I'm planning on doing some yellow lemons, some bananas. I really want to do a pink scene and use Emma, who's actually on the show with me, because she has pink hair at the moment. I think that could be super visually stunning. But yeah, at the moment it's just kind of a little bit of a grind time for everyone. People on the Medford campus, people on the SMFA campus, and consequently, people who are dual degree and are on both campuses are having a lot of work to do right now, because it's artistic midterms and academic midterms. But hopefully this very calming song by Florist, will help to take my mind off of it, at least. It's been one of my more listened to songs recently. I think it's just super soothing. It's great for studying, too. And just that entire band has a really gentle sound to it. So I hope you enjoy.
From what makes the grass burn in the sun? To the sky in the long Sunday night, and if only I could know her form, cold as ice, and if only I could see I
to fall asleep. I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven, so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. For too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah.
Hey. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep. And sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church, and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me. Too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and down out of bed.
For people who are just tuning in, that was Deathbed by Paufu, and then right before that I played If Blue Could Be Happiness by Florist, which was released in 2017. Up next we have Sometimes People Suck by Ashe, who is, or Ash, I'm not sure, one of, kind of a little bit of a throwback artist for me, not necessarily, but it's a person that I listened to a lot last year. And I just really enjoy her sound. For people who are just tuning in again, this is Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Usually I have two other students on air with me, but today I am all alone, so I've just kind of been playing music that I enjoy and taking breaks to talk when I feel like I have something to say. At the moment, I don't feel like I have something to say. So this is Sometimes People Suck by Ashe.
It's the frauds in the face, all the stupid mistakes that get you down. It's the and the cheats driving from the back seat. That's just
Cheers to all of the schmucks trying to take what you got and let them go, let them go. A middle finger salute to the names that hurt you.
That was Sometimes People Suck by Ashe. Sorry. Sometimes I just noticed that one of the tracking devices that we use has kind of gone out of whack. Okay, it's fixed. Anyway, so my mom, Anne Brosnan, is tuning in at the moment, so I wanted to say hi to her. She is one of our most dedicated listeners and a truly lovely lady. So I thought that I would play a song for her. I don't think she particularly likes this song in any way, but for some reason, every time I hear it, I think of her. So shout out to you, Mom. This is apparently the song that reminds me the most of you. And it is Kenny Loggins' one-hit wonder, Footloose. So get hyped. A little bit of a mood shift from what we've been talking about. But I just wanted to shout out my mom because I haven't talked to her in a while. Yeah. So here's Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
Oh, gonna cut loose.
Okay, so that was Footloose by Kenny Loggins. After a very quick look, I wanted to look up Kenny Loggins because I was like, for some reason I don't believe that this man is truly a one-hit wonder, because that Footloose seemed like too much of a hit, and also it was, you know, like part of a movie soundtrack. Turns out Footloose doesn't even make one of his like top grossing songs, so very successful artist. Apologies to Kenny Loggins if you're still out there. apparently I didn't have enough knowledge of you. Anyway, so it's coming up to the end of my radio hour. This is Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. And I'm going to be finishing up today with a little song by Elton John that I know my mom will also like. This one I know for sure she likes. She did just text me saying that she was enjoying Footloose and was dancing around our kitchen back home in London. So even if every other listener is not enjoying it, my mom is having the time of her life. So this is Rocket Man by Elton John.
Zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's
no one.